Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The USDA Foreign Agricultural Service recently led an agribusiness trade mission to Angola. Included in a delegation was U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland.
Highlights for me were having Deputy Administrator Mark Slupak there, asking some very strategic and nuanced questions with respect to kind of how we could navigate some of the hurdles that naturally a place like Angola will throw at us. And then it was a privilege to be on Deputy Secretary Tori Small's first ag trade mission. She just brought a wonderful amount of energy. It was also great for some of the potential customers to have that kind of experience where they can see the person not only is sincere, but also strategically understands the Angolan market, understands what Angola can provide in terms of a customer base.
Copeland says there are opportunities in the Angolan market for U.S. beef and pork, and notes that one of the challenges is to properly educate buyers about the quality attributes that differentiate U.S. red meat from its competitors.
In the retail environment, we're not talking apples with apples. So there is some premium beef represented as premium from Brazil, but in effect, it would probably compete with our utility or maybe the lowest select.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation's Matt Copeland.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.